USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee is announcing that they're working to obtain secret grand jury material from the Mueller report. Speaking to reporters at the White House, President Trump shares his thoughts on the Democrats continuing to investigate his administration.
I think it's a disgrace what the Democrats are doing. It's so sad to see how they're impeding all of the good things that we're doing. Like, as an example, today it's the border, and we're strengthening up our border with a great country.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says rift, what rift, when it comes to AOC.
So in our caucus, we have our differences. Respect that instead of making a big issue of it. Respect that. Those are our differences, and how we express ourselves as representatives of our districts is our responsibility.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me. Whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
A private event involving Vice President Mike Pence ends up costing the public. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A Colorado sheriff says the private fundraiser that featured Vice President Pence ran up a huge tab for local public law enforcement. Pitkin County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo says no one connected to the fundraiser is talking to him about the $24,000 cost that was connected to the Pence visit to Aspen on Monday. DeSalvo telling the Aspen Daily News he's not through asking for the money, which he believes should be paid by Pence's fundraiser organizer, because he says the vice president's appearance was for purely political reasons and not public.
Federal investigators apparently learned about elements of the college admissions cheating scandal several years ago, but failed to connect the dots. According to the Los Angeles Times, a Miami businessman who was just convicted of federal health care fraud also had connections to Rick Singer. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is blasting New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio over those water-dousing attacks on NYPD officers. The president is calling de Blasio a bad mayor and blaming the incidents in which people have thrown buckets of water on police tragic. Ed Mullins is a police union president in New York City. He joins Fox News and believes
what we're seeing now is an effect on the cops in the street who are hesitant to get involved, specifically on minor crimes. We look at the bucket of water incident, and if those officers had, you know, taken action, which we all seem to think that they should have taken action, but we're second guessing them, they have to wonder to themselves, what happens if an individual gets hurt? What happens if someone gets killed in the process? Just like we see in the Gardner case, and this department does not back them. We have a video going around now of officers verbally being abused on a subway train. That's disorderly conduct. That's an arrestable offense, and this is becoming an epidemic in the NYPD. But this stems from failed policies. You know, we're days now since these videos started to appear, and the information that the department has put out has been nothing more than informative as to what the laws are.
And Apple is paying $5 billion to buy the majority of Intel's 5G smartphone modem business. The deal was announced on Thursday and includes intellectual property and equipment from Intel. This means we can expect Apple to be producing 5G modems for its smartphones. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.